In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Let us kneel and pray. Saint Michael, glorious Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, and victor over rebellious spirits, be mindful of me, who am so weak and sinful, and yet so prone to pride and ambition. Lend me, I pray, thy powerful aid in every temptation and difficulty. And above all, do not forsake me in my last struggle with the powers of evil. O glorious Archangel Saint Michael, be our defense in the terrible warfare which we carry on against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, the spirits of evil. Come to the aid of man. Fight this day the battle of the Lord. Offer our prayers in the sight of the Most High, so that they may quickly conciliate the mercies of the Lord. And beating down the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, do thou again make him captive in the abyss, that he may no longer seduce the nations. O glorious Saint Michael, guardian and defender of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, come to the assistance of Christ's Church, against which the powers of hell are unchained. Guard with special care the Supreme Pontiff, and obtain that for him and for us the hour of triumph may speedily arrive. O mighty Prince, watch over us during life, defend us against the assaults of the demon, assist us especially at the hour of death, obtain for us a favorable judgment, and the happiness of beholding God face to face for endless ages. Amen. Today is the feast of the dedication of Saint Michael the Archangel. I begin this morning by quoting to you a pious exhortation to love and devotion for the holy angels. Hear then, O men, I call you to love and devotion for the holy angels. Every kind of good is to be found in their love. If you love God, you must love the angels. They are friends, matchless in merit, in love, in constancy. Their merits, their perfections, and their excellence, no pen can describe, no mouth, however eloquent, can declare. Their love for men is altogether marvelous, for it comprises every kind of love. O ye men, love the angels. They are friends, preeminently faithful, powerful advocates and protectors, most wise masters, fathers, brothers, all filled with love for us. Love the angels, ye apostolic man, for they are the heavenly missioners of paradise. Love the angels, ye who are priests of the Lord. It is by their hands that the sacrifice is offered to the divine majesty. Love the angels, ye married persons. The example of the holy archangel Raphael, who conducted Tobias, admirably displays the care they take of your state. Love the angels, O ye virgins. They are the great friends of virginity. Love the angels, O ye just. They are the guides of holiness. Love the angels, O ye sinners. They are for you a sure refuge. Yes, O men, love the seraphim, they are the princes of pure love. Love the cherubim, they are the great doctors of the science of the saints. Love the thrones, they are the patrons of true peace of soul. Love the dominations, They will teach you to become masters of yourselves and of all things. Love the virtues, they are the masters of the ways of holy perfection. Love the powers, they are your defenders against the malice, the rage, and the power of the devils. Love the principalities, it is they who watch over so diligently over the welfare of kingdoms and states. Love the archangels, for they are zealous for the salvation of souls. Finally, love the angels of the last choir, for they are nearer to us, watching over the good of each one of us in particular with an ineffable love and care. So, after hearing this exhortation to love and show devotion to the holy angels, the natural question is, how do we grow in love and devotion to the holy angels? This morning I'll mention to you three very basic ways. Three very basic ways to grow in our love for the holy angels and our devotion to them. The first one is to praise God in union with them. Be more and more aware when you praise and thank God that you are able to make this praise and thanksgiving even greater by uniting yourself to the praise and thanksgiving of the angels in heaven. Because the angels are constantly praising God. And they're constantly thanking God. Make yourself aware then, when I praise and thank God, it's not just that I'm doing this by myself. It's not just that I'm doing this on my own initiative and by my own power. I want to join to the eternal praise and thanksgiving that is being offered to the same triune God by the angels in heaven. This is exactly the way today's Mass begins. Today's introit is from Psalm 102, and it begins, "Bless the Lord, all ye His angels." Bless or praise the Lord, all ye His angels. And then a little bit later in the introit, first the angels are praising. Then it's our turn. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless His holy name." May I too join in the praises of God and His holy name. And also remember, again, this is a very important lesson for us in terms of devotion to the holy angels, to praise God in union with them, to thank God in union with them, because the Holy Mass is always teaching us this, not just today on the Feast of St. Michael the Archangel and the Introit, but in every single Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, just prior to the Sanctus, and the holiest part of the Mass, what we call the Roman Canon, we always pray that we are joining the praise and worship of all the choirs of angels. And then that praise and worship, that eternal praise and worship of the choirs of angels begins, "Holy, holy, holy, sanctus, sanctus, sanctus." Believe, this is the angels always praising God before His throne. We join their worship and their praise at that most solemn moment of our lives and at that high point of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. St. John Chrysostom, Doctor of the Church, states, quote, "When Mass is being celebrated, the sanctuary is filled with countless angels who adore the divine victim immolated on the altar." Close quote. In this regard, as far as growing in your love for the holy angels and devotion to the holy angels, the fact that we join in their worship and praise at every holy sacrifice of the Mass, remember that when you're unable to go to Mass, say for example during the week, that one of the things you can do is to send your guardian angel in your stead. You can say to him, quote, Go, my guardian angel dear, to church for me, the Mass to hear. Go, kneel devoutly at my place, and treasure for me every grace. Close quote. If you do that often, if you send your guardian angel in your place to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, it will also be a small way to help you to grow in your love and devotion to the holy angels. You'll be made more aware of all the marvelous ways that the angels are helping you to praise and thank God, and all the marvelous invisible ways that the angels are caring for your soul. Number two, the second way to grow in our love and devotion to the holy angels is invoke their aid and assistance. Just like you ask for help from, obviously, our Lord and our Blessed Mother, just as you ask for help from the saints, ask for help from the angels. And all of the angels, they also have a specific function. So the more you familiarize yourself with that, the more you can ask their assistance, especially in those virtues, in those areas of the spiritual life. So for example, you can ask the seraphim, O seraphim of God, help us love God, or help me love God. Because they're the great angels that are burning with charity for God. So you invoke the help of the seraphim so that you may love God more. O cherubim of God, help us to know God. Help me to know God. Help me to grow in my knowledge of God. O thrones of God, help me to serve God. There you see, loving God, knowing God, and serving God. The angels are there to help you to do that so that you can save your soul and get to heaven. O dominations of God, obtain for us dominion over the rebellion of our flesh. It's not easy to conquer our rebellious flesh. Invoke the aid and the assistance of the dominations. O virtues of God, give us strength in the battle of life. Give us strength and virtue. O powers of God, preserve us against the lies and snares of the devil. You're invoking the aid and the assistance of the powers. O principalities of God, govern us in soul and body. O archangels of God, guide us on the way to heaven. We need a lot of help on the way to heaven. A lot of times we get lost and we don't know the way. Invoke the aid and the assistance of the archangels. And finally, O angels of God, watch over us at all times during this perilous life. You're invoking the aid and the assistance specifically there of your guardian angel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle. We often pray that. We're invoking his aid and assistance. The more that you invoke the aid and the assistance of the holy angels, the more you're going to love and appreciate them. The more you're going to grow in your devotion to them. The more that you will realize how necessary they are for our salvation. God doesn't make mistakes. He created the angels for a reason. And remember, the angels first and foremost. What do? They're there to give glory to God. They're praising and worshiping God all the time. The angels are there to give glory to God and to look out for man's salvation. The beautiful thing about the angels is that that's why they're such good friends. Because first and foremost, they're worried about the salvation of your soul. And then the third way to grow in your love and devotion to the holy angels, and this one's very important. In some ways, it's the most important of the three. Pray for an increase in faith. You've got to grow in your faith. Because the vast majority of what the angels do is invisible. The angels are pure spirits. They don't have bodies. They have an intellect and they have free will. And they're the highest creatures created by God. But they're pure spirit. And most of what they're doing is invisible. It doesn't mean they're not doing anything. They're doing a lot. But to perceive that, you have to have faith. And you have to grow in your faith. And I can tell you right now that in speaking in general, our faith is really weak. We're living in a time in the history of the church where the light of faith has almost been completely extinguished. And that's affecting all of us. If the faith is very weak among so many members of the hierarchy of the church, that's going to affect us. Even if we're trying very hard to grow in our faith. So pray for an increase in faith. Very simply, you can pray. Some of you might remember I was talking about this in the Lenten mission from 2018, telling you, pray, Lord Jesus, I do believe, help my unbelief. Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief, increase my faith. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, strengthen my faith, purify my faith. We should be praying that often. Especially when we go to Mass, especially before we begin our prayers, the morning and the evening. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, strengthen my faith, purify my faith. I'll give you just a couple of examples of what is taking place at Mass. And so often, we Catholics don't even perceive it because of a lack of faith. It was revealed to Saint Mechtilde that 3,000 angels from the choir of thrones are ever in devout attendance around every tabernacle where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved. Doubtless, a much greater number are present at Holy Mass, which is not merely a sacrament, but also a sacrifice. And we read in the Revelations of St. Bridget, quote, one day when I was assisting at the Holy Sacrifice, I saw an immense number of holy angels descend and gather around the altar, contemplating the priest. They sang heavenly canticles that ravished my heart. Heaven itself seemed to be contemplating the great sacrifice. And yet we poor mortals, blind and miserable creatures, assist at Mass with so little love, relish, and respect. Close quote. Do Catholics ever think of this amazing truth? Namely, that at Mass, they are praying in the midst of thousands of God's angels. We need faith. We need to ask our Lord to increase our weak faith, to strengthen it, to purify it. We can never ask enough. I'll move on this morning to say something about Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, he has many, what we call, it's a technical term, he has many offices. That is, functions. When we say he has many offices, we mean he has many functions. There are a lot of different things that he does. All of his offices are centered on zeal for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. One of the beautiful things about St. Michael the Archangel is his zealousness. He's on fire for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. This morning I want to highlight four of his principal functions or offices. And this in turn will highlight for us four very important aspects of our spiritual life. And this should make sense to you, because if God has assigned specific functions to the greatest of all the angels, just think about that, the greatest of all the angels. Well, he's assigned him those functions because those functions are very relevant to the salvation of our souls. Because God loves us. He's giving us a lot of extra help all the time. And one of the beautiful helps that God in His wisdom has chosen to give us is Saint Michael the Archangel. So what are those four functions? There are more, okay? I'm just highlighting four of them. And then of the four that I'm going to mention to you right now, I'm just going to finish by going a little bit more into detail into one of them. So out of the four that I'm going to mention, I'll speak just a little bit more today about the third one. Number one, Saint Michael presides over the worship of adoration rendered to the Triune God and offers to the Most High the prayers of the faithful. Anytime that worship, think about this, it's incredible. Anytime that worship is being given to God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the one who presides at that worship is Saint Michael. And he is offering our prayers to the Most High. In just a few moments, I'm going to pray that prayer. Whenever there's a high or sung mass in the traditional Roman rite, at the time of the incensing at the offertory, the priest is praying a prayer silently, but he's praying precisely the prayer invoking Saint Michael so that all our prayers will be acceptable to the Triune God. Now remember this, because what this means is it means that it's very important for our spiritual life that we adore God in the right way and that we offer our prayer to God. Don't forget this. If God has assigned this function to Saint Michael, that he's supposed to take up the prayers of the faithful to God. Well, certainly God doesn't want Saint Michael to be empty-handed. And that's why it's so important that we pray and that we pray faithfully. Especially when it has to do with the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the adoration that is being offered to God. And that's why I urge all of you, those of you that are here this morning and you're not that familiar with the traditional Latin Mass, persevere. Make efforts. Do the very best you can, even if it means traveling more, to be faithful to the traditional Latin Mass. This is the true worship and adoration of the Catholic Church. We have to recover it. Number two, the second function of Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael is the champion of the Church, the special protector of the Catholic Church, and the defender of the one true Catholic religion. Time and again in centuries past, Saint Michael came to the rescue when dreadful wars and persecutions threatened to destroy Christianity. With one accord, the Holy Fathers of the Church teach that Saint Michael is the guardian angel and protector of the Catholic Church. Again, this too is extremely important. If God has assigned Saint Michael to be the guardian angel of the Church and to protect the one true Catholic religion, it means that the Catholic religion is always in danger, and it's certainly in danger today in the year of our Lord 2019. But this means also that it's so important that each one of us, that we invoke the aid and assistance of Saint Michael, that we know that one of his main functions is to protect the integrity of the faith, and that we do our very best to also protect and defend the one true Catholic religion, and that we don't allow it to be diluted or supposedly updated and changed. Terrible things are taking place right now in the Catholic Church with respect to attacks on the integrity of the Catholic faith. Terrible attacks. Attacks against marriage, attacks against the Eucharist, where more and more prelates are promoting, tolerating and promoting that those that are living in a public adultery, that is divorced and remarried, that they be allowed to receive Holy Communion. Completely contrary to God's holy law. Contrary to matrimony, contrary to the Holy Eucharist. More and more prelates that are promoting, tolerating and promoting sins that cry to heaven for vengeance, sodomy. The third function of Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael wages incessant war against the arch fiend, Satan, and he rescues the souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at the hour of death. Remember that, because I'll say just a little bit more about this in a few moments, but Saint Michael the Archangel, he's waging an incessant war against the arch enemy of our salvation, Satan. And then number four, Saint Michael brings men's souls to judgment. In her beautiful prayers in the Mass of the Dead, the Church with maternal solicitude places the souls of her departed children in the hands of Saint Michael, that he may lead them into the kingdom of everlasting light. At the offertory of the Mass for the dead, the priest prays, quote, may the standard bearer, Holy Michael, lead them into that holy light, close quote. And again, remember this fourth one, because if God has assigned such an important function to Saint Michael, that is, to bring men's souls to judgment, that means that we better always be preparing for a good judgment. We have to be preparing for a holy death. We have to be thinking about what is going to be the state of my soul at the hour of my death. A few more comments right now on the third one. Again, this third function of Saint Michael that I'm highlighting is Saint Michael wages incessant war against the archfiend Satan, and he rescues the souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at the hour of death. And what this means is it means that we also, as Catholics, we have to be waging an incessant war against our spiritual enemies. And this is what I want to emphasize to you finally this morning. Listen carefully to these words by St. Augustine. This is St. Augustine, Doctor of the Church, and he warns us, quote, our enemies are ever on the alert to work our ruin, and we are ever forgetful of our salvation, close quote. Try to remember this warning. It is a warning that is so, so true. Take it to heart. Our enemies are ever on the alert to work our ruin. Our enemies are always trying to lead us away from God. Always. 24 hours. And yet, what's so sad is that we are ever forgetful of our salvation. We get caught up in just all the visible things of the world and are blinded by sin to see the reality of how we're losing our souls anytime that a person is in a state of mortal sin. They are in grave, grave risk of eternal damnation. They must repent. And the whole point here is this. As I said, I'm not going to be able to really develop it enough, but the whole point is that we have to realize that we are in the midst of a tremendous battle. That's why Saint Michael the Archangel has been given to us. And that's why in prayer after prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel, look those prayers up. There are a lot of beautiful prayers to Saint Michael the Archangel in the tradition of our church. And in prayer after prayer to St. Michael, we're asking him in different ways to defend us, to protect us against all our different enemies. First and foremost, the devil, but also the world and the flesh. Because these are our three enemies. The devil, the world, and the flesh. And we will do well to meditate on how vast and constant the attack of the devil, the world, and the flesh is on our souls. Our enemies are ever on the alert to work our ruin. Always. And that's the devil, the world, and the flesh. We are ever forgetful of our salvation. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, Doctor of the Church, teaches, quote, our whole life is but one long temptation. Close quote. If we open our eyes of faith, we're going to realize that temptation is constant. We face temptation without, temptation within, that is the flesh. Temptation on the part of our fellow creatures, our fellow men, who are tempting us, either by the way they speak, by the way they dress, by the way they seek the things of the world, the pleasures and entertainment of the world. We hear so often the term peer pressure or the pressure of what others are doing or how others are living. So often, that's leading us away from God. That's what we mean when we talk about the world as being one of our great enemies. Much more needs to be said about this. I will do my best to say more next Sunday. But try to be more and more aware of how constant and how all-present are these attacks on our faith and these attacks on our soul by these three spiritual enemies: the devil, the world, and the flesh. That's precisely why we need such a strong protector and defender and warrior to help us in this battle, namely Saint Michael the Archangel. Let us conclude by praying. Behold the cross of the Lord. Be scattered, ye hostile powers. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered the Root of David. Let thy mercies be upon us, O Lord, as we have hoped in thee. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we call upon thy holy name, and as supplicants we implore thy clemency, that by the intercession of Mary, ever Virgin Immaculate, and our Mother, and of the glorious Archangel Saint Michael, thou wouldst deign to help us against Satan and all other unclean spirits who wander about the world for the injury of the human race and the ruin of souls. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the battle that we may not perish in the fearful judgment. Saint Michael, first champion of the kingship of Christ, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.